But surprisingly, all the assistants saw that there were one private channel which had the exclusive right to broadcast live this event. And then the syndicate of Tunisian journalists boycotted the ceremony. And there is a large movement against this choice. And even the president of the Tunisian syndicate of journalists, Neji Brouli, said, if the president organizes a private party, he has the right to choose the channel which will cover. But as far as it is, the public institution of presidents, so the public national TV is the only channel which had the right to have this kind of exclusivity. And I have to say also that two among the organizations in honor of which the ceremony was held, which are the Union of Workers and the Human Rights League, denounced this choice and said this is some kind of weakening the public service media. There is also other NGOs, especially the Alliance of Civil Society for Freedom of Press, denounced this choice, and they said that it's no sense to give to a private media, to a private channel, the right to air live this event. And because of this, the head of communication at presidency made a press release saying that, well, we use the technical tools of this private channel, and anyway, we could have broadcast the event and just sent copies of the videos to the media. So, and there were a reply of the HAICA. The HAICA is the body regulating the broadcast media in Tunisia, saying these are old practices and we are no longer willing to go back to this kind of practices. And this is the practices that used to be during the era of Ben Ali and even the era before Ben Ali. And we had also the syndica of journalists who is studying thinking about complaining and going to court against the president and presidency for depriving the public media from these the right to air live this event. And we have to say that also the public television in Tunisia decided not to air the ceremony, and it limited its coverage to a slight report in the news. So this is the picture of what is happening now in the media in Tunisia. That means that there is some kind of attempt to go back to some old practices, but still today, what is new, neither the public media is what it used to be. That means you can do whatever you want with it, and also the civil society is powerful enough in Tunisia so that it can intervene and it can denounce and it can be the voice for some kind of rules which are coping with the international standards. But we have to say that it's also related to what was about the media in Tunisia after January 2011. Because with the first government of the transition, the second government of transition and even under the Troika power. There were some kind of reluctance to push towards giving the media, especially the public media, all the tools to be independent and to act as a public service. And even now, we need, with the new constitution, we need some kind of new laws according to the new requirement of these, the regular situation, political situation. Well, there is no, we are no longer in a transition, but we had now a one-term government and parliament, so all the laws regulating the media has to change. And surprisingly, the initiative to do this change required for this moment and for this period are not coming from the parliament nor the government, but they're coming from the profession, from the syndicate of journalists who is now engaged in some kind of reflection about the upcoming law which will replace the law on freedom of the press that exists since 2013. And it's doing this in partnership with international organization, especially Article 19, Medda Tsatash. And also, at the same time, it is conducting the project of having the first press council in Tunisia. This press council is some kind of self-regulation for the print and online media. And in this process, which began 2 years ago, the syndicate has also is conducting this in partnership with the owner of the newspaper. And this press council is some kind of ethics body for print media. At the same time, the other thing is that it's also trying to monitor the media, and monitoring the media is very important. And for this, I have to relate to another event, which is the media coverage for the 2014 elections. All the reports said that this media coverage, the media, mainstream media especially, contributed to polarizing the attention towards two political parties, Ennahda and Nida Tunis. Ennahda, Islamist, and Nida, how can I define it? It's everything. Leftists, nationalists, independent. It's a gathering against another. All people who felt that they have to be against another are in Nida Tunis. So it was also their main focus in the elections, and they gained the elections. And the media pushed towards pointing out these two political parties, even though they have a reason for that, because the polls are always showing this kind of competition between Ennahda and Nida. But anyway, we as media, we have to react differently, as there are many other political parties who have some kind of more than 100 political parties. So the media during this election were some kind polarized into trends. It's also why I am focusing on this, because during the, in the report of the monitoring the media, which has been done by Haika, they point out that a private channel, Nesma, choose to give the large coverage for Enida, and then for Kait Esepsi as a candidate of the Enida. And I have to say, remember the picture that I gave earlier, talking about this channel who had the exclusivity to air the ceremony, it was Nesma. So the same channel which was very active, which was biased during the election, and the owner of this channel, which is who is Nabil Karoui, he is always also in Nida. But we knew this after the election, not before, because the Kait charge of Haika is forbid to the any political party leader to have a channel. So it's some kind of, you know, a lot of things mixed together here in Tunisia. And besides this, civil society, syndicate, but also we have the Center of Tunis for Freedom of the Press and the Alliance of Civil Society for Freedom of Speech and Press. All of these NGOs are active in trying to be some kind of to have some control on all these derivatives of the either of the political system or also the owners of the media. But there is another another problem is that the media in Tunisia now are in some situation which some of the researcher, Dr. Larbi Shouicha, say it's unforeseeable because the people who are trying to implement the new rules and trying to reform the media, they have to, they are obliged to cohabit and to cope with the mentality, the practices, and the persons that ruled the media during the dictatorship era, which is some kind of a big challenge. The other challenge is some kind of internal, the journalists themselves, how they act and react within the newsroom. You know, there were an experience after the uprisings that the editor in the newsroom in the public media are elected, and we have to see if this experience achieved its goals. Other thing also is how to create some kind of management system within the newsrooms which encourage the internal debate and some kind of self-monitoring for the ethics, for balanced report, for objectivity, etc. But what we notice is this kind of debate doesn't exist in all the newsroom. And the other big challenge, and I'll stop there, is the owners of these media, the money. If you see that in the private media, young journalists are facing bad conditions of work. So it's not helping in having some kind of the right rules to be professional, and to cope with the standards in making the news and in just being a journalist. But I have to say that in Tunisia, the media landscape is characterized now by its diversity. It's very, we have all kind of media orientation, political orientations, but still for the big challenge would be for the public media and how to enforce its role so that it can be really serving the community, serving the public, and why not have some kind of watchdog challenging the power. Thank you.